This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and I'm very excited today to be talking with a television icon and accomplished actor. Most people know her as the lovable Mrs. C on Happy Days, but Marion Ross has performed in dozens of television and film roles and now has a new book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. It's a candid memoir about the real-life woman behind the Happy Days mom. Hi, Marion.
Well, hello, Sue.
How are you?
I'm so good.
I love Boston so much. Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I can't tell you how excited everyone in my building is. I've been bragging all week that I got to talk to, I'm getting to interview Mrs. C, and they're all very jealous.
Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me feel wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It is a pleasure having you as our guest on Exceptional Women this morning. You know, you're forever in our hearts as Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham. Happy Days sort of defined an era for so many of us. I just wanted to ask you what you thought. What was it about that show that really resonated with so many people, do you think?
Well, it was a series of things, wasn't it? First of all, It was a family, lovely family show that we knew. And then when the Fonz came along, stole that show, and became a phenomenon. So nobody can control or write a miracle like that, you know?
It's true. And, you know, you talk about the Fonz. Henry Winkler is, by all accounts, people say he's such a great guy. How close was the cast back then, and how about now?
We were close then, and we are still close. Henry calls me a lot, you know, and we'll check up on everything. And Ron Howard just had a very big birthday party with his daughter Bryce, and we all were there, and all the people who work with Ron, and we've remained very, very close friends. So when I asked Ron to write the foreword for the book, he said, absolutely. Then I said, oh, we're going to do a recorded version. Will you do the recording, too? He said, absolutely. So it's extraordinary. And I think one of the things that kept us together was our softball team.
Softball team?
Yes, we had a softball team.
Did you really?
Mary Marshall.
Oh, my God.
We did. And we played before the major league. In the major league fields, before the big games, we would play with the media people, and that was like, I have my own bat with my name on it, you know, and my mitt and my uniform and my baseball shoes. We traveled all over the United States and played ball with the media guys, you know?
That's amazing. I want to mention the name of your new book. It's a memoir called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. And, you know, people are calling it a poignant, funny, but you're also really authentic and you reveal a lot in this book. Why did you decide to write it, Marion?
Oh, I didn't at all. My son, Jim Meskimen, who is an actor, came and brought this David Lorel to my house. David is a writer. He said, now, David, you talk to David, and he's going to write it all down. I said, no, 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 I don't want to write a book. But the next thing I know, they've got me chained to a chair and and I'm talking. And lo and behold, we have a book.
Well, you have a lot to share. I mean, I was looking at some of your past, you know, your career and the film work that you have done, and I didn't even realize you had been in films for 2 decades before the role as Mrs. Cunningham even came up. And you were, you know, you were a star in your own right. Does it ever bother you that you're so known still as you're, you know, everybody kind of associates you with that one role in Happy Days?
I'm proud of it. No, I'm not at all. And I wasn't a star in my own right. I was always a working actress, but I don't mind being known by... If you look at any famous actor, usually they are known by one role they play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I can hang this on Happy Days, I'm lucky to have something that everybody knows. Because I'm 89 now. Can you believe that?
Wow.
When I was under contract to Paramount, I was 22.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But you've been a working actor for so many years, which I have to say is quite a feat in Hollywood for women, especially. I think as they get older, the roles get harder. But you have still had quite a few roles. You've been on, you know, Gilmore Girls and Drew Carey and The Middle and Touched by an Angel. You're still getting work. So, and you're still very relevant.
I am retired now because I'm so old.
Oh, you're not so old. You're not. You're an icon.
I have my wits about me. Well, it's like, it's an extraordinary feat to think from, I was so driven as a young girl. Oh, I couldn't bear it if I wasn't going to become somebody famous. I couldn't bear it.
Well, you have, because you do. You have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You also,
yes.
I read, have a performing arts center named after you in Minnesota, where you're from?
In Albert Lea, Minnesota. They named a theater after me, the Marion Ross Community Theater.
Wow.
It's just something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very proud of my children. My daughter, Ellen, as a writer producer on Friends, of all things.
Oh, really? So both your kids are in the industry then?
Right. And my son, Jim Meskman, is an actor, and he's in a wonderful commercial right now. He plays Geico. He plays George Washington being dragged in his boat across the freeway.
Oh, I know that commercial. My producer and I are right now looking at each other going, oh, my God, we love that commercial.
So that's my son, Jim. You know?
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and this morning we're talking with television icon Marion Ross about her memorable role as the lovable Mrs. Cunningham and about her new memoir titled My Days, Happy and Otherwise. The book is a behind-the-scenes look at her personal life, her career, her challenges, and her incredible success. Marion has been sharing some of what we can expect in the book and about her relationships with some of the series' stars. Let's get back to our conversation. You know, I have a question to ask you about the title of your book. So it's called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. We all know you as sort of this smiling, lovable character. But what do you mean when you say happy and otherwise? What kinds of challenges made up the otherwise part?
Because when I was 40, everything came apart and I became divorced and nobody had a job. It was one of those crises. And I want you to know that you can survive something like that. So I had to rent out a bedroom in the house. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So,
and was
because I'd been under contract to Paramount when I was 22 years old. I had a really good start, so I couldn't believe it.
Oh my goodness. So you knew what it was like to be really doing really, really well and then having a turn of events where you felt like you were going to give up, but you didn't. Why didn't you?
I thought, well, maybe I could become a teacher. I could become a teacher. And my mother, who was a teacher from Canada, she said, no, don't do that. You can do it. You can stick it out. You can do it. And she said, you're going to be just fine, darling. Bye-bye.
Aww. She believed in you.
No, you're going to be just fine.
Bye-bye.
But I also read that you, and this surprised me, that you always felt sort of like a Hollywood outsider. Why is that?
Because I wasn't swift. I wasn't going to play the game. I was very careful with myself. Mm-hmm. And notice now I've survived here at 89. So otherwise, the bodies are strewn all along the path, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm.
I was very careful. I was very careful with myself. Yeah.
So you must have had some good role models along the way then, people who were sort of looking out for you?
My brother was my main role model, and I was so well brought up that, and look at, Ron Howard is the same, well brought up, a great survivor. There are many wonderful survivors in our business, but you've got to be careful. It's a, life is hard, isn't it?
Yes, huh? Yes.
Everybody. So,
and Ron Howard, I know, wrote the foreword for your book, as you said. Who would have thought, or maybe you knew back then, I know you guys all spent 11 seasons together, but would you have imagined that he would be as successful down the road as he's been? He's amazing.
I had no idea. We all thought he would do something, you know, maybe be a director, but never. I mean, he's a big man in town. He's the biggest guy.
Right.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
I know.
And such a swell guy. Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
And of course, I've
and
never.
And so was Henry Winkler.
That's
Was Henry Winkler. Just a wonderful guy.
And it's funny because when he played the Fonz, he played the type of being this, you know, tough guy. But yet, the way he is in real life, was that completely opposite? Was he cast opposite of what he was really like?
Yes, it's amazing. You've got two different kind of people inside that guy,
mm-hmm.
inside that leather jacket, you know? Yeah, amazing.
And I know, you know, when you talk about Happy Days, and again, we all, you know, we lost Tom Bosley some years ago, and Aaron much more recently. Was that hard for you, Marion, because they were part of your TV family?
Oh, the loss of Aaron was heartbreaking to us because, you know, you think, how could we have helped? How could we have saved her? But, you know, we weren't her family. We
mm-hmm.
weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the hard things, being an actor. Sometimes you get it mixed up.
Yeah.
You get the roles in your life mixed up with who you really are.
What do you think would surprise readers most about your book? If they pick up your book, I'm going to mention the name of it again, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. We're talking to Marion Ross. What do you think might surprise readers when they read your story?
I hope they would get out of that you, my whole mantra has always been, you can be anything. You can do it. You can do it. And I would like them to get that out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've done everything that you'd like to do career-wise? Do you have stuff on your... You said that you've retired. Anything on your bucket list? Maybe it's not acting. Maybe it's something else.
No. I really have done it all. I really am. And when you're 89, I don't know how many... How can I keep sane? I don't know. Let's see how long I can do this, you know? And I've really done... exactly what I wanted to do. Isn't that something?
Well, that's something. I don't think there are many people, especially in your industry, who can say, number one, that they've had the longevity that you've had and the career that you've had, and you're still, everybody knows who you are. It doesn't matter that, you know, Happy Days, your biggest role was, what, back in the late 70s, early 80s, and yet I walked around the building saying, I'm talking to Mrs. C, and everybody goes, Marion Ross, how did you get her?
Oh, how great. Well, you know, right, it's fun to know you can, I would always want to tell somebody, you can be whatever, you can follow your dream. Please try to follow your dream. You can do it. You can do it. And it has its ups and downs.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Sue Tabb, and you'll definitely recognize the voice of our guest, Marion Ross, most well known for her role as Mrs. C on the iconic TV series Happy Days. She's chatting with us about her new memoir titled My Days, Happy and Otherwise. It's out now. Let's rejoin our conversation. Yeah, and I know you did film. You've done a lot of voice work for movies, too, and then you've done a lot of guest spots on a lot of really popular TV shows.
Is there something you prefer over the other? Like, do you love TV? Do you love the stage? Do you love film? Was there something in your career that you were really drawn to?
Well, the stage was the main thing. I wanted to be a stage actor. Do you know that I'm SpongeBob SquarePants? Did you know that?
Oh, I couldn't hear you, Marion. What did you say?
I said I am SpongeBob SquarePants. Grandma.
Yes. Yes, I knew that. That is a cool role. Is that fun to do?
Well, I'd never done it before, and they asked me to do it, and I thought, I'd never heard of SpongeBob.
You hadn't? Oh, my goodness.
No, so that was fun. It's all just, at this point, it's all just fun.
Yeah. Well, you've been acting. You started, you went, did you go to San Diego State?
I did.
Yes. So you
and when I was 21, I ran off and eloped, and a woman took me up to Hollywood. She thought that was going to be the end of my acting, and she helped me to get started.
Oh, I did not know that part of your story. So you were married at 21?
Ran off and eloped.
Wow.
My mother cried.
I'm
my
sure.
My mother cried. Yeah.
I'm sure. So did you always know that this is what you wanted to do since you were a young girl?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I would go in the library. I'm like 13, 14. I would go in the library and read Who's Who of Famous People, you know, and read theater arts magazines. I really wanted to be an actor.
And you reached that goal. Is there anything you would say to listeners, maybe young female listeners who are listening and hearing your story and maybe they're trying to break into the business? What kind of advice might you give them?
First of all, I would say to them, yes, it can be done. You can do it. Now, the other thing is you've got to be very careful with yourself. Because it is a dangerous world out there. And if you're one of these really adorable, attractive people, you can attract a lot of trouble. So you've got to have a level head on you, okay?
Yes. And I think, too, with the whole, you know, Me Too movement, everything out there, you know, there's a lot more attention being drawn to that. So I think that will help young females as they're breaking into the industry to perhaps say something, or, you know, people to be a little bit more respectful and careful when it comes to that kind of thing.
I can't tell you how much easier it would be if you let men run you and you tried to meet their expectation. You've got to try to be this strong woman somewhere. I'm preferring to girls, you know.
Right.
But it's like, It's dangerous out there, huh?
It sure is, right. Well, Marion, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. I can't wait to read the book, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. I can't thank you enough for sharing so much with our listeners today. We can't wait to read your book. We wish you continued success, and we just are very grateful. You're a treasure.
Thank you. You make me feel wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marion.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marion Ross, for sharing so much with our listeners today. We can't wait to read your book. It's called My Days, Happy and Otherwise, available now in bookstores and on Amazon. We wish you continued success in a career that has spanned so many decades and indeed brought many happy days to all of us. Marion Ross, the beloved Mrs. C from Happy Days, has been in the spotlight today, and we interview celebrities and authors and CEOs, but remember that exceptional women are everywhere. We also like to talk to your neighbors and coworkers and really anyone making a difference out in their community. If you know someone like that, let us know. Go to magic1067.com and click on Exceptional Women. Thanks to my producer, Kendra Petroni, and be sure to join us next Sunday at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.